mine and yours. And you don't want to press your weapon to back up and withdraw. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my...
Chapter 58. Blah, blah, Avatar, blah, destiny to restore the balance. Blah, blah, Roku says Gyatso's got a message for me if I just stay on the right path. Blahty, blahty, blah. Toph finished off a good, bad day at the Earth Rumble-style rant with three measured steps and one punch. One inconvenient in-garden-blocking boulder, now gravel, Toph grumbled a bit more under her breath, scooping up pebbles with a wave of her hand to crush into sand. Maybe this would sweeten up Katara long enough to pry her away from Hama for a while. Just to talk. Because there was something wrong here. Water's all about family, Toph muttered to herself, toes gripping good, honest dirt. So how come Miss Last Southern Waterbender isn't with hers? Funny how speaking the words out loud made the day seem a little colder. Why isn't Hama with her family? Sure, it must have been tough just getting out of the Fire Lord's grip to start with. And travel wasn't cheap. But if you didn't really want to risk a boat ride past the blockade, well, Hama had gotten along fine in Ba Sing Se, so waterbenders could make it without their tribe. But Amaya was a waterbender right out in the open, where everybody could see. She fixed people, and guys like Hyojin called her aunt, and maybe that was close enough to family. Hama? She lived in this inn alone, and no one knew she was a bender. It was such a little thing. Silly. Aang would tell her she was just jumpy from all those ghost stories the other night. Heck, he'd probably be right. But it bothered her. Pebbles rattled. You don't like it either, huh? Toph rubbed the air where Boots kind of was and wasn't. Aang likes it better when you're not around much. Me makes me worried. Quiet, measured taps. You don't know what's up either. Toph blew out a breath, letting her lips wiggle past each other. Sokka's not worried, or he wouldn't be poking around for spirits with Aang, but... Footsteps, pacing down the road into town. Still around a thick corner of forest. But it was time to stop talking to thin air and brush up on her looking like a Fire Nation kid skills. Cause if she was reading those steps right, light determined with a balance shift and root almost as solid as an earthbender. Firebender. Toph concluded. Then almost thought better of it, feeling the slight difference between left and right strides. Drag on his left, he's used to it. A firebender carrying swords? Hello, the inn, the swordsman called out, voice gruff and no nonsense, which was cool, but with a smirk of, I control the world. That made Toph want to stick her tongue out on general principle. The inn lady's out. I'm all alone. Toph made her voice quaver, just like she would for her family's guards. You sound like a nice man. Could you help me? Just come a little closer. You'll never know what hit you. Steady footsteps stopped. For a moment, she only felt his unhurried breathing, then... A low, rolling laugh. Oh no, you do not laugh at me.
I have it on the authority of my wife, my children, and my father-in-law that I do not sound like a nice man.
The swordsman chuckled.
I sound like what I am, a cranky old dragon of a firebender who sticks his whiskers into anything curious and gets singed for his trouble.
He gave her a formal, silk-whispering bow.
And anyone who has tamed a Beto Beto into civilized behavior is never alone. I am glad my grandson's gift of trouble to you has turned out so well, Lady Beifong.
Uh-oh.
Forgive my forwardness, but those who might introduce us are oceans away, or in my granddaughter's service. While those might be pleasant young ladies under other circumstances, their presence here and now would be awkward. The swordsman said dryly, I am Shidan of Byakko, and it is very good to see you well. My grandson had faith you would have thrashed your enemies soundly, but the Earth Army on that beach might still have done something stupid.
Slow heartbeat, steady, familiar kind of stance. A firebender carrying swords. Toph didn't remember crossing the ground between them, just reaching up with both hands and yanking. Yup, whiskers. Where's Sparky?
Ah, a wince of rueful laughter in that voice. Stubborn, quick on your feet, and you take advantage of your opponent's openings. Well done. But please, cub, not the whiskers.
He rested a warm hand on her head.
Zuko is alive and well, Toph. I would know if he were not. He has stuck his hand into more than one Flutter Hornet's nest, but he is well.
Are you sure? Toph got out, throat tight. Really? Really sure? Because we met this shaman and he said people who even look like they're bending something they shouldn't can get into all kinds of trouble. Dying. Zuko could be dying. And there's nothing I can do here about it.
Yalren are shoved back into life wounded in spirit. Yes, I know.
Shidan rumbled a breath.
He was fortunate. He found a spirit healer, and now that gift is awake in the world once more. Other spirits may have meant him to be used and cast aside, but my grandson is stronger than that.
Carefully, he untangled her fingers from his whiskers.
I will send him a letter as soon as I can. He misses you, too.
You're Shidan. Hands touching his. Toph felt a hard sharpness that wasn't anything like fingernails. Are you Kuzan's Shidan? Long, slow breaths. Toph felt the air around them warm.
That frightens many,
the dragon said at last.
Does it frighten you?
Me? Scared of Sparky? Not happening. Toph shot back. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to tell Aang what you are, but I kind of think he'd do better if he knew not everyone was gone. Oh, stupid. Sure, Shidan had been Kuzan's friend, but he was a lord of a domain now, and outside of guys like Piandao who inherited from a ghost, all the great names were loyal to the Fire Lord.
Toph, cub.
Strong hands gripped her shoulders before she could bend him up to his chin in dirt.
I am no danger to you. Not to you, and not to Aang. Kotone holds Byakko, not I. Yes, were your friends to venture into her reach, she would be hard-pressed to avoid Ozai's orders to seize and destroy them. But I am not loyal to Ozai. Should fate so fall in my favor that I may do him a mischief? Believe me, I will not hesitate.
He crouched, resting his forehead against hers.
I will not harm Aang, and I will not lead him into harm. I am angry with him. His choices have harmed me and mine, though not all of that is his fault. But I have had many years to practice being human. I can be angry without incinerating an idiot on the spot.
Puts you one up on a lot of firebenders, Toph quipped. Even the guy's head was warm. Weird. So if you're not after Aang, what are you doing here? I've been listening to Sokka read the map. Byakko's way away from here.
It is, Shidan agreed. But one of Byakko was here almost a month ago. He told me, a merchant.
There'd been just a little hesitation before he said merchant, which, Toph was guessing, meant she was something else, too.
Her weekly letters failed to arrive. This is one of the last towns we know for certain that she visited.
Shidan went on.
And since I need to touch several ports on business of my clan, I decided it would be best if I searched this town instead of others, in case the rumors are true.
Evil spirit-type rumors? Toph said pointedly. What kind of business?
To the first, yes, Shidan agreed. To the second, I believe you would be more comfortable not knowing.
I'm not helping Aang to be comfortable.
Toph poked a finger his way.
If you're doing stuff to help the Fire Nation fight, Aang's got to...
I am seeking the widows and orphans of the invasion of the North.
That quick, the solid ground of, I've got to deal with Aang, went all wobbly. Earth rumble, Toph told herself. Bluster it out. Yeah?
If the Avatar were to attack the Fire Nation directly, which the Fire Lord has always threatened he will, the children of the dead would be driven to revenge against their parents' slayer.
Shidan said clinically.
It would be their duty and their honor, unless their great name or the ghosts themselves demand otherwise. And the Fire Lord will not.
His voice dropped.
Thousands of them, Toph. Men, women, children. All of them wishing nothing more than to face Aang and slit his throat with a naked blade.
Toph couldn't hide a shiver. You are not a nice guy.
No, Shidan said quietly. But I hope, at least, to be a kind dragon.
His breath was hot, even when he stood to his full height.
If the ghosts do declare otherwise, some might set their vengeance aside. There is a place of ever-burning fires now, close enough to honor lost souls. Byakko seeks those who wish to do that honor first, and avenge the dead later.
A growling sigh.
It's not much, cub. I do know that. But if we can give passage to those who are grieving, yet still aware enough to think beyond the cry for blood...
Robes rustled as he shook his head.
At least, if your friend must strike to defend himself, he will only kill those willing to die.
Toph rubbed a hand on the back of her neck. No good. All the hairs were still standing straight up. Lucky I've got a distraction. Company's coming.
Friends or locals?
Friends of mine, Toph said firmly. Don't know how they feel about you. Sparky and Uncle kind of left a mark. Of the smoking bodies on the beach type. Brr. She listened to the earth. Sure now. Not as bad as it could be. Katara's still out practicing. With Hama, she didn't say. Maybe Shidan had never been mixed up in the whole capturing waterbenders mess, but he was still a firebender. Better they didn't run into each other. Take off now, they probably won't see you.
Not unless I wished it, Shidan mused. I believe I would like to see Aang again. I must know how he has.
Toph felt the footsteps coming towards them slow, heard Shidan suck in a breath. People must be seeing each other.
Changed, Shidan finished in a near whisper. Or not. Agni. No wonder we could never find him. We sought a young man, then a grown one. This?
Toph felt his wince and wondered why. He'd talked to Zuko, right? Sparky knew Aang had been trapped in an iceberg all these years, didn't he? But Kuzan didn't know it, Toph realized. He spent his whole life looking for Aang, and he couldn't find him, because nobody could find him. He was in an ice cube in the bottom of the ocean. Which was just way unfair, and she hoped Zuko never found out about it. Sparky already thought the world was out to get him. This would be proof.
Toph!
Sokka hailed them, footsteps jingling in the way that meant he was waving an arm and probably had a big, dopey grin plastered on his face. Who's your new friend?
Toph smirked. She hated manners, but sometimes they could be fun.
Sokka of the Southern Water Tribe, Aang of the Southern Air Temple. Hey, wait, Aang protested. This is Shidan of Byakko, Toph finished, giggling inside. Sokka and Aang made such funny vibrations when they were hyperventilating.
Good afternoon, Shidan inclined his head. You suspect evil spirits have a hand in the forest disappearances? I have not found traces of such yet, but it may be that I have not yet searched in the right place.
But you... Aang gulped. Great name, Sokka reminded Aang with a poke. He's supposed to handle this sort of thing. His voice shifted, facing toward Shidan. In your own domain, you're kind of far from home.
As is one of mine, missing this past month, Shidan replied. Have you found any signs?
Aang was up on his tiptoes in a way Toph knew meant he was thinking about airbending.
I see Toph is not the only wary one, Shidan observed. Good, it will keep you alive longer. In short, then, I did not come here to aid you, but I did not come here to harm you. Nor will I.
A shift of his weight. Toph heard the faint, impatient growl creeping into his tone.
Unless you do plan to do what the Fire Lords have always sworn you would, and lay waste to our nation with earthquake, tsunami, and hurricane. No, I thought not. Then may we at least share that which we do know, for the hope of those vanished. I know little, save that one of mine was last known to be near here. Yet I have not found anything amiss.
That's nice, Aang said at last. Twinkle Toes? Toph exclaimed, incredulous. Come on, this is... I know who he is, Toph. You trust Zuko, fine. You trust Iroh, too. But they hurt Katara. Aang's voice shifted, facing Shidan's way. Sorry, but I know your grandson.
Do you? Shidan said lovingly.
And maybe you're a great name, and maybe you're trying to help, like Sokka says. Aang allowed. But all the great names are under the Fire Lord, right? So whatever's upsetting the spirits here, it's something Ozai lets happen.
Toph felt Shidan stiffen. Young man.
So it's my job, Aang cut him off. I'm the Avatar. You just stay out of the way, okay? And don't make things any worse.
Sokka gulped.
Aang? Toph felt a brush of heat through her toes, then readied herself. She didn't want to hurt Shidan, but the old dragon said he had a temper.
You are a young fool, with all air's pride, and whoever taught you of the spirits should be flogged.
Shidan said coldly.
Very well. If you do not wish temporary alliance, then Byakko has its own measures to take. Lady Beifong, do stay alive.
Turning on his heel, Shidan started towards town. Sorry, I can't let you. Earth shot up and out of Aang's fists, swallowing the dragon to his shoulders.
Aang, buddy, Sokka muttered. I don't think this is a good idea.
I really am sorry, Aang sighed. But you can't tell Ozai about us. We'll have a friend let you go after we're gone, okay? Aang! Oh, Toph was this far from just stomping all that rock to dust. But she'd try talking first. Aang liked people to talk, right? He hates Ozai. He's not gonna tell anybody about us.
Enough.
Shidan's voice was oddly calm. For a firebender trapped in bent stone.
Avatar Aang, have you truly mastered any element?
Toph thought, chilled.
Because if you had mastered earthbending.
She knew that tone. That was Zuko's I'm about to break things tone. But he's buried in rock. What can he do?
Heat flowing through the ground, like walking near a slow fire. You would know your mistake.
Shidan inhaled and breathed. Stone poured from him like boiling water. Toph took quick steps back, heat rolling past her face like an open oven, carrying the scent of burned soil. Shidon flowed out of the hole in the path, a graceful sweep of arms catching up molten stone into a dragon of lava between himself and a gaping Aang. Shidon breathed out, and lava crackled into cooling stone. "All Earth here remembers fire," the dragon growled. "Every boulder, every tree, every leaf blown in the wind, every drop of water on these islands, all born of the Fire Mountains and their struggle against sea and sky. This land is fire." He lowered his hands, steam hissing from his breath. "And I am a firebending master. Do not cross me, boy. I have no more patience with foolishness." Aang shuddered.
But Zhang Zhang never...
"Zhang Zhang was not standing on an active volcano," Shidon said dryly.
"Xiu said it took an avatar to bend lava."
The shiver went right down Aang's spine to shake the ground under him.
"You are not human."
Toph tensed.
This was going to go so wrong.
"So, the avatar can recognize the spirit touched when they stare him in the face," Shidon mused. "Finally." Sharp nails clicked together. "You think you're the only one to mediate between mortal lives and the spirits, boy? Then how will you deal with me?"
Give me a minute."
"Take your time, but do not take mine."
"A humph.
You, young swordsman, I have heard you know of great names. Know this. One of mine was lost within that forest. If I do not return with her, Byakko will burn it to the ground."
Aang jumped between Shidon and the nearest path to the woods. "That won't solve anything."
"No. In a land of fire, and you are so certain we do not need a cleansing blaze?" Shidon cocked his head. "You assume much, airbender."
Toph held her breath. Because Aang wasn't bouncing anymore. His toes were almost still, like grass just before a breeze. "Yeah," Aang said quietly. "I'm an airbender, and maybe I don't know, but I've got to try another way."
A relieved breath whooshed out of her. Toph grinned. No bouncing, no panic. Head and heart and bending all settled and pointing, true as a lodestone. Now that was Twinkletoes at his best. And with luck, he'd let them avoid Twinkletoes at his crispiest. "Given the fines Byakko would bear for burning down another domain's forest, so would I," Shidon observed.
Aang thumped back down on his heels. "Why does a spirit care about money? It's, you know, human stuff."
Sokka shifted on his feet, obviously keeping his mouth shut.
"He knows," Toph realized. "He knows what Shidon is. How?"
"And this is where your teachers have failed." Shidon sighed. "I am not a spirit, young airbender. I am spirit touched, and as mortal as you. Mostly."
"But you're not human," Aang protested.
"I am not," Shidon agreed. "Yet I am bound to humans and have kin amongst them. We live within human laws, and if we do not, we accept the consequences of breaking them. A forest fire would be very inconvenient." He paused. "But one of my domain is lost, perhaps dead, perhaps worse. I mean to search for her. If I fail and fall victim, then Byakko will bear that fine, and gladly, for any malice that can swallow such as I would be a worse threat to our nation than you can imagine."
"You're going to give the spirit a chance to grab you before anyone burns anything down." Aang drew a step back, stunned.
"Has the rushing wind deafened your ears?" Shidon humphed.
Yes, of course. Of course? I am a great name. Heat brushed the ground again. I am responsible for my people. I am responsible for nurturing the spirits who choose to dwell in our domain, and for standing against those who would do harm, unjust and uncalled for. Do you think me so proud as to assume Hitomi faultless, simply because she is one of mine? I will find this spirit, if spirit it is. I will ask its grievance, and if amends can be made, we will make them. Only if the spirit is lost to malice, twisted and corrupt, will Byakko strike. Aang flung up his hands in disbelief.
Then why didn't you say that?
Sokka slapped himself in the forehead and sighed. Shidan growled under his breath. Because anyone who has wandered as much of the Fire Nation as you have should be able to see that most spirits are not wreaking havoc, which should inform you, if you would root your feet to the earth long enough to think, that most of those who hold this land in their trust are carrying out their duty.
Silence. Even the cricket mice nibbling seeds in the bushes went still. Toph swore she could hear Aang blink.
Agni.
The growl faded, weary.
Did that never occur to you? Did you only see war and death and think all you had seen was malice and evil?
Aang set his stance. Attacking innocent people is evil.
But it is not malice,
Shidan snapped.
Not as spirits know it. The war was ordered. For 100 years, the Fire Lords have commanded us to war, and the great names must obey. They care for their domains, so most spirits who dwell within them are at peace. But turn against their duty, turn against the Fire Lord Avatar Kyoshi set above us, we would have a bloodbath the likes of which this land has never seen, as the spirits themselves turned on us.
But that's not fair, Aang said at last.
If your teachers in the spirits told you they were fair, they have done us all a grave disservice,
Shidan stated.
Shidotora cares for Byakko because our domain cares for him. Agni cares for the Fire Nation because we are fire and creation and destruction. The Face Stealer cares for souls drowned in his domain as a miser does his gold, because they will give him what he wants.
Shidan sighed.
And the Avatar spirit cares for the world because it is the world. It does not seek justice. It does not understand justice. It knows only threats to the world, and that threats must be destroyed.
Toph could feel Aang's heart hammering.
You don't think that, she insisted, even though that slow, steady dragon's heart said he really, really did.
I do, Shidan said calmly. But I also know what the Fire Lords will never admit. The Avatar spirit was not Kyoshi. It was not Roku. And it is not Aang.
He inclined his head to the airbender.
You hold the world's power within you. You must decide, each and every day, if you will seek human justice or a spirit's revenge. You stand between two worlds, apart from both. And I would not be in your place for all the world, not even if time were turned back and all Makoto's evil undone, and my clan alive once more.
His toes tapped, like a cat owl's twitching tail.
You believe you risk much by accepting my aid. Has it never occurred to you I risk Hitomi's life by seeking yours?
Aang froze, shook his head, ends of his headband brushing his short hair.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it does, Sokka said grimly. Aang, he's saying if there's an angry spirit in those woods, it might be mad because someone's trying to go against the Fire Lord.
Aang gulped.
It's not, he said, voice only a little shaky. It can't be.
I pray you are right, for both our sakes.
Shidon's hand swept toward town.
Those who dwell here will know more of the hazards of the night, and you have been here longer than I. Where shall we ask?